Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. Today's show is about understanding, learning, and trying to heal. Our next guest is one of the best. Such a calming voice during this time of crisis and need. The head of the Catholic Church here in the Chicago area. It is Cardinal Blaise Supich. Cardinal, thank you again for coming on the show.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks for having me.
Give me your initial thoughts when you heard about the riots and looting here last weekend.
Well, it was very sad because there's a real impact talking to our pastors, but also the people in the neighborhoods where their grocery stores and drug stores now are gone. And there are people who depend on those for food as well as their meds. We have a fairly aggressive effort right now to make sure that people aren't going to go hungry and that we have a lot of food pantries gearing up even more so. So it does have a real impact on people, and it saddened me a great deal.
What does the mayor say to you? Does she call you up on Sunday night, Monday morning, and say, Cardinal, we need you at the press conference. We need that calming voice. We need to hear from you. How does that work?
I'm available to both, the governor and the mayor as they wish. And we do have conversations about things. I was with the governor this past Wednesday, and it was quite striking that one of the speakers was a young black man who, in fact, had the same message about people he knew in his neighborhood who no longer could shop or also get their meds. So they do call me. We talk, and I tell them I can be available however they wish. And that doesn't mean that we don't take initiatives, but I also want to cooperate with the elected officials.
Of course, yes. You grew up in Nebraska, and in 1968, you were 19 years old. What was it like for you growing up during that time, during the civil rights movement?
Well, in many ways, as I said the other day on another program, I've been here before in the 60s and 70s when a lot of the turmoil was going on. We had, of course, not only the assassination in 63 of President Kennedy, but in 68, Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy, the death of Malcolm X as well. There was a lot of turmoil and uprising that I thought maybe we had healed the nation to some extent to move forward. But I think that it's clear we have a lot of work to do.
Well, people want change. They want justice. Where do we start? Where do we go from here?
Well, I think that we have to make sure that we understand what's happening here. This is not just a matter of politics. It's not just a matter of social work. We're talking, I think, we have to talk in terms of family. We all know that the human family is suffering right now from the coronavirus to the inequity in that people feel in their lives because of race and the prejudice that's there. But we can deal with this. There's a dysfunction in the family that we can deal with. And so we shouldn't give up hope. We all have to pull our weight and be in this together. And I think that there is a pathway forward for us to do it. We know how to fix things in this country. Mm-hmm. And we know what the difference is between a healthy family and a dysfunctional one. Dysfunctional family leaves people out, plays favorites, has an inequity in the use of its resources. We don't need to have that kind of family in this country. We can do better, and I think that that's where we have to have the conversation. We're all brothers and sisters together.
Cardinal, does it start with the open dialogue? Is that where you're saying we need to talk first and figure out some common ground to move forward?
Well, I think, we can talk, but I think we take some action. For instance, I have seen and been encouraged by the protest being comprised not just of people of a certain age, although many of them are young, but also interracial. There are many white faces out there who are part of these demonstrations, peaceful ones calling for change. So I think that's important. The other is we have to do some education, and that's why I'm committing to having our religious education in our schools do a component on race relations and to help people, young people, unpack what is happening in these days. I think we do have to educate our young people. Kids are not born racist and with racism in their heart. They learn that. And we need to, as adults, take responsibility for what we pass on to our kids.
So true. We're talking to Cardinal Supich, head of the Catholic Church here in the Chicago area. Have you talked to the Pope about the unrest here in the United States?
Well, the Pope knows what's going on. I usually don't comment on my contacts with him, only because that opens doors that I don't want to go through.
I understand. So. I completely get it, yes. How about Cardinal Dolan in New York City? Do you reach out to other cardinals and, you know, get some advice and find out what they're doing?
Yes, we all, in fact, the Bishops' Conference is working in this area, came out with a pastoral letter on racism, which I'm a member of that committee that formulated it. But we are in contact all the time, and I was so pleased with the statements that were made by the president of our conference, Archbishop Gomez of Los Angeles. But everybody is struggling with this, and the church has to step forward. We have responsibility. We claim to be that community within society that should mirror how God wants us to live together. And so we have a responsibility to do our part.
Right, definitely. So you released a statement this week on, I can't remember the website, forgive me, but here's...
Archchicago.org.
Thank you. I'm on your mailing list, so I think my mother signed me up, by the way, Betty Ann, who's listening in Peoria right now. You wrote, "Is there anything we Christians take from our faith? Is it that even the darkest deeds can be redeemed by love, and love is what we need for now?" We need to start with love.
We do. We have to replace any antipathy we might have in our hearts with the God-given grace of love and move forward. I think that we have to claim this moment as an opportunity for ourselves. And I think that if we just look in the rearview mirror and say that in terms of the destruction that's been done and focus on that, we're going to be distracted from taking up the challenges that we have. There's real hurt in the lives of people. Right. People who have, young people especially, who are afraid of whether or not, because of the color of their skin, they're going to, and their children and grandchildren are going to continue to have this cycle of violence against them, or also whether or not they're going to have the opportunity that other people have. We need to roll up our sleeves and get to work and take care of the real injustice that's out there in society.
What do you and the mayor have planned for next week? Is there anything we can do to get the word out? Is there any way that we can help here at WGN?
So far, I don't know of any particular thing that we're going to be doing. I do know that this weekend is taking a lot of the attention of our first responders and elected officials to keep the peace over this weekend, and I know that there are some measures that have been taken to do that. We're really taking this a day at a time, simply because this is an evolving, developing situation that we have to keep our focus on.
Right. Cardinal, one last thing. Your Sunday 9:30 Mass that airs on ABC7 every week, it's fantastic. And by the way, it's only 30 minutes.
Yes, that's what they give us. I'm told that the viewership is really good. I'm very grateful to ABC for giving us that time. But I have to keep things short, my homily short.
And you get the message out.
When I was ordained a priest, my father said that if I can't keep it 7 to 10 minutes, I should send a letter.
Cardinal, you're the best. Thank you so much for coming on. And we have the president of the NAACP, Derek Johnson. He wants you to pray for him. And, of course, I'd like you to do that for me, too.
Well, count on it. We all need to pray for each other and pray for our city. And a shout-out to your mom.
All right. Thank you, Cardinal. We'll talk again soon.
Bye-bye.
That is Cardinal Blaise Supich. Always a very calming voice.